Today's shiur is Masech Baba Metzia, Daf Pei Dalad. We will begin on Daf Pei Gimel, Amud Beis, the last words on the Amud, Vaf Rav Shmo, Rav Yossi. As we discussed at the end of our previous shiur, the Gemara had taught us that Rav Elazar of Shimon was appointed to be an officer in the police to catch Ganovim. Says the Gemara, Vaf Rav Shmo, Rav Yossi, Mata Kahai Masli Odei. The same situation that we had with Rabbi Elazar of Shimon, says the Gemara, happened to him. Pagabei Elio. And Elio Novi once met him and asked him, Admosai Vamalain, he said to him, Admosai Atamaisa Amai Shalokeno Lahariga. Until when are you going to be involved in giving over Jewish people to be sentenced? Amalei ma'avid. So he responded, Rabbi Shmuel responded, what should I do? Humna de malkahu. I was appointed by the government. I have no choice. Amalei. So he said, avuch arik la'asya. Your father, when he had difficulty with the government, ran to Asya. At arik la'lutkia. If you have such a situation, then what you should do is, you should just run away. So we have these two individuals, these, so to speak, two police officers. One was Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, and one was Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. So it says the Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon Ba'adadi, when they would meet each other, have an aisle back with the Tur Benayu. They were both heavy, and they could put under their belly a pair of animals, and there was so much room that the animals didn't even touch their bellies. So there was a woman who said to them, "Bnechem einem shulchem, your children must not be your children." Amalei, because there's no possible way for you to have relations with your wives. Amalei, shalahen godlum shalanu. So they said they are even bigger than we are. So they said, if that's the case, koshkein, then certainly if you're so heavy and they're so heavy, how could you possibly have relations? Ikadamri, hach amlu ki ish gvurasai, just like a person is big. If a person is big, the organs of his body are big, and that's why we are able to have relations, because we have large organs, then that's why we could have our relations. We are able to have relations because of the ahava that exists between us. But ask the Gemara, why did they feel the need to answer them? Doesn't the pasuk say, pasuk mishlei, al tad ksil kavaltoi, don't answer a foolish person? Answers the Gemara, here they felt the need to respond, shloi lahitzi laza b'neim. Otherwise, they're going to make a rumor, as they indeed began saying, that their children are not theirs, and that the children are chas v'shalim mamzerim. To prevent that, they felt the need to answer. Says the Gemara, Amar Reb Yochanan, Avri Reb Shmuel Reb Yossi, Chamas Bas Tesh Kabin. The aver of Reb Yossi was like a barrel that holds 9 kevin. Amar Papa Avri Reb Yochanan, Chamas Bas Chameshes Kabin, Vamalei Bas Shloshes Kabin. Reb Papa Gufei, and the aver of Reb Papa, Ki Dekur De Hafni. It was as big as a people from Hafnia would make some sort of a type of a basket. That's how big it was. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ano Ishtairi Mishipuri Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yochanan lived many years after the Churban. And not that Rabbi Yochanan says Taisus lived in Yerushalayim, but Yerushalayim was a place where there were beautiful people. It says, the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan said, they were beautiful, and I'm left over to being from that beauty. Says the Gemara, Haimai the boy, Nechse Shufa de Rabbi Yochanan. Somebody wants to see the beauty of Rabbi Yochanan. Naisa kasa the kaspin beisalki. He should bring a silver cup as it's just being finished being produced. V'namale pretz the room of sumka, and he should fill it up with red. Fill it up with red pomegranate seeds. V'nahadale kalila devar the sumka lepume, and he should put red roses around the rim of the cup. V'naisa beishim shalatuloi. And he should put it in a place which is between the sun and the shade. Vahu zereiri, and the rays that it gives off, me'ein shufri, the Rabbi Yochanan, will be only partial of what of Rabbi Yochanan's beauty. And the Sefer Pri Tzadik explains, what is the Gemara trying to teach us about how beautiful Rabbi Yochanan is? So it says the Sefer Pri Tzadik that a person who's beautiful on the outside is a reflection of what he is on the inside. So if Rabbi Yochanan had this outer beauty, it's clearly a reflection of a great inner beauty of a tzaddik. Ask the Gemara, is that true? Eini, that Rabbi Yochanan was so beautiful? From a man, Shufad Rav Kahana, main Shufad Ravua. Rav Kahana was somewhat as beautiful as Ravua. The Shufad Ravua, main Shufad Yaakov Avinu. The Shufad Yaakov Avinu, main Shufad Adam Arishin. Vila Rabbi Yochanan, so if asked the Gemara, if Rabbi Yochanan was such a beautiful individual, why is he not mentioned in this list? Says the Gemara, Shani Rabbi Yochanan. The reason Rabbi Yochanan was omitted was because the Hadras Panim Lavalei. Even though he was beautiful, he did not have a Hadras Panim. The way most Rishonim explain is that he didn't have a beard. And the beard is a reflection of a beauty of a person, and he didn't have that part, so he wasn't in that list. It says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan have a azov v'yosv asharit tefila. Rabbi Yochanan would sit at the doorway of the mikveh. Amar, because he said, kisalkim b'nois Yisrael, when Jewish women come out of the mikveh, kisalkim b'nois Yisrael metfilas mitzvah lifgubi. The first person that they should see as they come out of the mikveh is me. Keichad al-havale b'nei Shapiri. So in order that they should have very good-looking children, kavasai, like me, the gemira reis kavasai, and they should be able to learn Torah just like me. So says Tosfos, as Tosfos, the Gemara says that somebody who meets up with a woman, when she comes out of the mikveh, it's very dangerous. So Tosfos says that's speaking about if it happens, Pagayba, Taisa says, means that they just happen to meet. Rabbi Yochanan did this deliberately. Another parrot, the Taisa says, that the Gemara is referring to a person who's not dressed properly. Rabbi Yochanan obviously only saw these women when they were dressed properly. The Ritva says that Pasuk is only speaking about regular people. However, here Rabbi Yochanan was a great person. He doesn't have to be concerned. And we have a precedent for this type of behavior because Yaakov Avinu made that the sheep should look at certain things, and the way that the sheep would look at things, that would have an influence on the children that were born. So these women who are going to go home and have relations with their husband, this would have an influence on what type of children they would have. But now, says the Gemara, Amalei Rabbanan. So Rabbanan said to Rabbi Yochanan, Le'mista f'mar me'ene bisha. You're causing people, the women, to look at you when they come out of the mikveh, and you're so beautiful. Aren't you worried about an ayin hara? Amalus Rabbi Yochanan said, Ano mezar de Yosef kasina. I'm a descendant of Yosef Hatzatik. D'lo sholta be'ene bisha. That was not affected by an ayin hara. As the Pasuk says regarding Yosef, Ben Pyrus Yosef, Ben Pyrus Eli Ayin, Mama Revua, Atikri Ali Ayin, Ali Oli Ayin. Yosef Hatzadik stands above the Ayin Hara, and therefore he has nothing to be worried. And the Medrash explains why was Yosef have this bracha that he has nothing to worry about the Ayin Hara, because when Yaakov and his family went to meet Esav, we remember that the Medrash says that Yosef hid his mother Rachel. So since he hit his mother Rachel, that's why he has this bracha that he's not going to be affected by in hara. Another pshat that I saw is that Yosef did not look where he wasn't supposed to look. The Ashes Potiphar wanted him to look at her and he didn't. But it's not, and since he didn't look at what he wasn't supposed to look, people who look at him the wrong way can't affect. The Mefarshim point out that even though the bracha is to the Zarish or Yosef, the children of Yosef, but says the Yavetz, that when the Pasuk speaks about the Zara of Yosef, it doesn't mean only the Zara of Yosef. It means all of Klai Yisrael are considered the children of Zara of Yosef. And I saw that the Chaim Pelagi explains in his Sefer Chavetz Chaim, he explains that Yosef HaTzadik was a person who was constantly connected to Kedusha. And he was constantly connected to Kedusha. And because he was constantly connected to Kedusha, that protected him from the Ayin Hara. So too, he explains, Reb Yochanan was the great Talmud Chacham who was always sitting and learning. And that connection to Torah protected him from the Ayin Hara. Reb Yosef Chanina Amar Mahacha, that Yaakov Avinu gave a bracha to Menashe Ephraim, V'yidgul L'roiv B'kerev Ha'aretz. What he meant to say with that bracha was, Ma dagim shebiyom, mayim chasma. So just like the fish in the sea are covered by the water, they're not visible, and therefore, ein ha'ayin shaletz b'hem, they need not be concerned with the ayin hara. So too, af zara shel Yosef, the bracha Yaakov meant to give them was that the ayin hara should not be affect them. And I saw that the Shem Shmuel explains, what does the Gemara mean here? What the Gemara means to say is that water always represents Tahara. And where there is Tahara, Ayin Hara cannot affect. The Ayin Hara cannot affect the place where it's Tahara. And perhaps, based on what we just said a moment ago, that a place where it's Torah, like Rabbi Yochanan represents, Rabbi Yochanan represents Torah, such a person is the Ayin Hara, is connected to Kedusha v'Tahara, the Ayin Hara can't affect him. Says the Gemara, Yom Echad have a Kosach Rabbi Yochanan ben Yardin. One day Rabbi Yochanan was swimming in the Yardin. Chazi Resh Lakish, at that time Resh Lakish saw him. And at that time, Resh Lakish was a ganef, was a thief. V'shav l'Yardin Abasrei, and he jumped into the Yardin to meet Rabbi Yochanan. Amalei, and he saw how very powerful Resh Lakish was. So Rabbi Yochanan said, Chelech l'raisa, your great strength should be used for Torah. Amalei, so Resh Lakish said to Rabbi Yochanan, Shufrak l'nashi, your beauty is appropriate for a woman. Amalei, ihadrapach. So Rabbi Yochanan said to Resh Lakish, if you will give up your way and you'll start learning Torah, it won't be a listim anymore. Yechav nalach echosei, I will give you my sister, the Shvirimanoi, that's even more beautiful than I. Kabbal alei, Resh Lakish agreed. Ba'al mehedal asuimanei, and now he wanted to swim back, v'loi masi, and he couldn't. As most Mefarshim explain, we know that Chazal teaches Torah mateshes koicha shel adam, the Torah weakens a person. As soon as he accepted upon himself the Ol HaTorah, as soon as he accepted upon himself the Ol HaTorah, he can't learn. From here we see, I saw that the Michzalos explains that just accepting upon oneself the Ol HaTorah is enough to give you the status of being a Talmud Chacham. Says the Gemara, Akri v'Asnei. So Rabbi Yochanan learned with Resh Lakish, and indeed, Veshavya Gavir Rabba, and he became a great Talmud Chacham. The Bnei Yisoschar in the Sefer Shari Yisoschar explains that many people in the Zmiris on Shabbos say, Bo Kulam B'Bris Yachat, all of Klai Yisrael gathered together, and they said, Nasav Nishma Amr Koyacha, they all declare Nasav Nishma, Baruch HaNoysen L'Yoyev Koyach. What does that mean? So he explains what it means to say is that we just learned that Torah Mateshes Koicha Shel Adam. somebody who learns gets weak. And what happened here was, Baruch Kulam Bris Yachad, one who learns Torah becomes weak. And that's why we have to say to this person, Baruch HaNoisein LaYoev Koyach. So I saw that the Sefer Chachmas HaMitzvah explains, it's hard to understand this Gemara, because the person, Rabbi Yosef Lakish, hadn't learned even one word yet. So how could it be that he hadn't even studied one word of Torah yet, and he's already in a position that he's like a Talmud Chacham, Torah Mateshes Koicha Shel Adam. So he explains that there are two forces that influence a person in their lives. There's the Gashmius and the Ruchnius. And where I put my effort, that is where I will end up. So he says that originally he was a person who had put his koiches into Gashmius. That's why he was indeed so very strong that he could swim that powerfully. But now, when he made a decision to change the way he lived, so he made Ruchnius what's important in his life. As soon as he made Ruchnius what's important in his life, everything obviously changed. Everything changed. Says the Gemara, Yom Echad, have a Mefagli Bei Medrasha. There was one day an argument in the Beis Medrash regarding the following halacha. Hasayif is a sword, Sakan is a knife, a pegin, a different type of a sharp instrument, a remach is a spear, Magliad is a hand, sickle, Magal cuts a sickle used to cut wheat. At what point are they considered kalim that they can be makabel tuma? Says the halacha is mishask mamalachtim, when they're made into a full-fledged tool. Now the question is, at what point does that happen? After they're formed, they're put into the furnace. When they're put into the furnace, that's when they're considered a keli. Rabbi Shlokish says, what used to happen was that after a keli is produced with tremendous heat, they pour cold water on it. The pouring of the cold water strengthens it. And that's when it's finished. Amalei, so Rabbi Yochanan made a very sharp comment to Shlokish. Lista b'lustasei yada. A thief knows about his profession. What he meant to say was that you know about these type of weapons because you were a thief. Amalei, maya hanslei. So Rish Lakish said to Rabbi Yochanan, Hasam Rabbi Karlei, Hachu Rabbi Karlei. What have you accomplished by making me a Talmid Chacham? When I was a thief, I was the head of the thieves, and now I'm the head of the Talmid Chachamim. Ahamalei, to which Rabbi Yochanan said, Ahanalei, I did much for you. That Krivcha Tachz Kafei Shchina. I brought you close to being a Talmud Chacham. And I saw that the Sokol of a Rava explains what was this conversation between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish said, I lived my life and you lived your life. And we could have continued forever living that life. But Rish Lakish said to Rabbi Yochanan, what you learned from me, and Rabbi Yochanan agreed to this, is that now I realize that our obligation in this world is not just to worry about ourselves. Our job is also to worry about other people. And you saw me, Rish Lakish, as an individual who has potential, and you made me into Talmud Chacham. And that's really what our obligation is in this world. Cholish Tatid, Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan was upset what Rish Lakish said to him. And Cholish Rish Lakish. And Rish Lakish got ill. Os Ahachse, Rabbi Yochanan's sister was Rish Lakish's wife, and she came to her brother, Rabbi Yochanan, crying, don't be upset at him, and let him have her refuah shleima. Amrlei, so she said to him, Asay b'shvil b'nei, do for my children, your nephews, that the father should survive and not become Yisoymim. So Rabbi Yochanan responds, Azvi Yisoymach ani achya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that I'll take care of them if they be chas v'shalom they'll become Yisraimim. So she said, "Say b'shalom anasi." So she said, "Do for me." So he said, "Amala amanasi kalai teftaku, I'll take care of you." And says the Gemara, indeed what happened, noch nafshei the Shimon Lakish. Rish Lakish ultimately died. So the Maral asks, why didn't Rish Lakish come to ask himself? So he said, the Maral says, Rish Lakish saw that if Rabbi Yochanan wasn't willing to have Rachmanis on his sister and have Rachmanis on his nephews, he didn't think he would have any chance of having Rachmana on somebody else. So we need to understand Rabbi Yochanan's behavior. Rabbi Yochanan, the great Talmud Chacham, the great Tzaddik, where is his sense of mercy? So Rabbi Chaim Shmulevitz explains, what Rabbi Yochanan here was concerned about was the Kavod HaTorah. Rabbi Yochanan was concerned that Rish Lakish had shown a lack of proper respect to Talmid Chachamim, and Rabbi Yochanan realized in a world where there is no Kavod HaTorah, there can't be Torah. Because Torah can only grow where people have respect for the Melamdei Torah, for the people who teach Torah. And Rabbi Yochanan was obviously so concerned, as we see in our sugya, that there should be Torah in Klal Yisrael, he had no choice but to take this approach. And says the Gemara, Noch Nafshei Rav Shimon Lakish, Rav Shimon Lakish passed away, V'kam B'tzar Rabbi Yochanan Basrei Tuva. Rabbi Yochanan was very upset. Am Rabbanan, Man Leze Les Ladate. Who's the one, because they used to learn together. So he said, Man Leze Les Ladate. We need to find him a new Chavrusa who could study with him and make him feel better. Says the Gemara, they said, Nezla Rabbi Elazar ben Bedas, the right person to send is Rabbi Elazar ben Bedas, the Mechadetin Shmatze, he's a very big Talmud Chacham. Ozel Yasvi Kamei, and he sat and learned with him. It says the Gemara, Kol Milsa Davam Rabbi Yochanan, any Dvar Torah that Rabbi Yochanan said, Amalei Tanya de Messiah, he would say, ah, I could prove that you're right. Amma at Kabbalah Kisha, how could you be the substitute for Rish Lakish? Kabbalah Kisha, when it comes to Rish Lakish, Kavavina Milsa, if I said a Dvar Torah, have a makshalimene esr of abakashirsa. He would ask me 24 questions. Umafakina lan asr rabba pruke, and I would give him 24 answers. Umayla rafka shmatza. And between the two of us, the Torah, the halacha would come out clear. Vat amrit, tanya the messiah. And all you do is just keep on agreeing with me. That isn't, I know, I don't need your agreement. Atala yadan de shapa kimna. Don't I know that what I'm saying is correct? It says the Gemara have ka'ozel karmani. He was ripping kriya. What he said, and I saw the Mashal explains that now he realized what a great Talmud Chacham Rish Lakish is. And the halacha is that when a great Talmud Chacham is nifter, one has to rip kriya. So now he realized what a great Talmud Chacham he was, and that's why he has to rip kriya. The Kabacham Amar and Rav Yochanan was crying and saying, Hecha at Bar Lakisha, Hecha at Bar Lakisha, where are you, Rish Lakish? And he kept on crying at the Shafta Atamene until he passed away, until he expired. He was not expired, he became deranged. By Rabbanim Rachmalei, the Rabbanim davened for him, and he passed away. And this is the basis for a very famous Ran in Masecht Nedarim. The Ran in Masecht Nedarim suggests that maybe under certain circumstances, it's appropriate to daven when a person is really suffering, it's appropriate to daven for a person to pass away. Ramesh Sternberg Shlita, in the Shas of Chuvas, Chuvas Van Huggis, says that it's a situation where the doctor said that a patient has no hope and he's suffering terribly, the halacha is you can maybe daven for him to pass away. The Igros Moshe disagrees. He says that the halacha, nowhere in halacha is the opinion of the Ran quoted l'halacha l'maisa. Darach HaShulchan does quote the Ran. He says that we can't really be certain when a person comes to that stage where it's better for him to be not here than to be here. And therefore, the Aruch HaShulchan's approach is, we can never, should never daven that a person should leave the world. When we see that a person is suffering terribly and there's no hope of recovering, what we're allowed to do is not daven. Normally, of course, one should daven for every chayla to have a refuah shleima. When the person comes to that state, we don't have to daven for him to have a refuah shleima. But to daven that a person should pass away, it's not so simple that that is appropriate. But filahocha, the Gemara goes back to Rabbi Elazar of Shimon. We spoke at the end of yesterday's shir, the beginning of shir, that Rabbi Elazar of Shimon was a police officer and he was confident what he did was correct. And he wasn't satisfied that he was not doing the wrong thing. And Kabbalah Yisurei, he took upon himself Yisurim that, and of course, the Rif asks that we already learned in our previous year that he took upon himself Yisurim, that he checked by examining his fat. So the question was, why did he have to keep on getting Yisurim? So he said he was never, that's what a Talmud Chacham, that's what Tzaddik is all about. They're never completely certain that they are where they should be. And that's why he took upon himself Yisurim. It says the Gemara Be'urta every evening, they would put under him 60 blankets to absorb the blood that was coming out of his body. The Tzafra, in the morning, even though he had all these blankets absorbing the blood, they still had to bring 60 pails. They still had to bring 60 pails to gather all the blood. And the Marsha says that the number 60 is a number that's used often as shas as an exaggeration. L'machar, in the morning, his wife would make for him shitim mana, lift 60 types of food, vachla, to eat, or bari, that made him healthy. But his wife would not let him go to the Beis Medrash, because she was concerned that he was obviously very weak, and because she was so concerned that he was so weak, he didn't want him to be exposed to people. So, Amalhu, and one night, at night he would say, Achvarai bo. In the night, Rabbi Elazar of Shimon would say to the Yisurim, come. And the reason he called them Achvarai, because he viewed these Yisurim as Yisurim shel Ahava. And in the morning, Amalhu Zili would tell them, leave, nay, bitl taira, he wanted to spend the day learning, and now I can't have these disturbing my learning. Says the Gemara, One day, his wife overheard him talking this. So you yourself are bringing these disease on yourself. All the money that I brought in as a dowry from my father's home is being spent on healing you. She was very upset, and she went back to her parents' home. And just at that time, there were 60 sailors that arrived. They brought 60 slaves that were carrying 60 wallets full of money. And they made for him all of these foods. Says the Gemara. One day, his wife, Rabbi Elazar of Shimon's wife, tells her daughter, Zil baki bavich ma'ka over idna. Go see what your father is doing. Asya. And she came. Amlo, zil of amlimich. Go tell, he sent a message to his wife, go tell your mother, Shalanu gadol mishalahem. I have more money than she does. Kare and Afshin, he said, Hoysakani asoicha, memerchi tavi lachma. That your father's money came because your father was a successful businessman. And things could turn around. But the money I received is because of the Torah I learned. And the Torah that I learned, nobody could take away. Amar, the Shasi Ubari, says the Gemara, Ochal, he ate, Vishasu Ibari became healthy. And now, Nafak LeBeis HaMedrash, he ate the meal to make him healthy, and that goes to the Beis HaMedrash, because he no longer has his wife preventing him from going. Aisel Kamei, and they brought to him Shita Mine Doma. The women brought blood that he should inspect if they're Torah or not. And all 60 Tarinu, he said about all 60 that they're Torah. Have a Kamar Rana Rabban of Amri, and the people were saying, Sagadatach Lesba Mchad Sofik, how could you be so confident that all 60 of them are certainly tar? Amali Im Kamaisihu, so Belozer of Shimon said, if I am correct, you Kulam Zachurim. All these women will go home and will have children, and they'll all be males. Vimlav, and if I'm not 100% correct, Tain the Keva Achsbanim, the fact that there'll even be one girl, it's a proof that I wasn't correct. Because what did he mean? So the Mashah explains, the fact that he said they'll all be boys means that boys obviously don't have the question about Dam Nida. That's the proof that I am right. Moreover, and that the name will be given after me to show that I am right. I saw that the Gematria of 59 is Nida. So if there won't be all 60 boys, we'll have the Gematria of Nida, 59, and that means that one was a Nida. Says the Gemara, indeed what happened was, Hayakulam Zacharim, all the women, all these women had boys, and they were all called Rabbi Lazar al-Shmei, they were given a name after him. Which opens up a very interesting question when it comes to give somebody a name. One of the considerations that should be used in giving somebody a name is a person that did you a favor. So here, Rav Elazar of Shimon was the person that did these women a favor. They were all tahar because of him. That's why they named their children after him. Tanya Rebbe, Kama Pira Rivia, Bitla Risha Zuma Yisrael. Rav Elazar of Shimon, as we've been learning, did not come to yeshiva to learn. And because he had been made a police officer and he was concerned about his being a police officer and if he was doing the right thing. And that was what prevented him from coming to the yeshiva. Had he been able to come all this time to the yeshiva, then there would be so many more Jewish children born. So he says, look at what the government made happen. What the government made happen was that there's so many children, there could have been so many more children born, they prevented it from happening. Kavan, Naicha Nafshi, as Rav Elazar of Shimon was going to leave the world, Amar lo Lidvisa, said to his wife, Yudanu Berabbanan, I know that the Talmid Chachamim, the Rizcholai, are upset with me, because there were people that I turned over to the government, and they're upset. They might have been their relatives, and they're upset how I behaved. It's, don't bury me. Let me lay in the attic, because I saw the Mefarshim explain he knew that they would never allow him to be buried next to his great father, Reb Shimon ben Yochai, and that's what he wanted. So the question, of course, that many ask, is that the Torah says loy solin, that we can't leave a mace left over. So how could this be? So the Mashah answers that the reason we have to bury a nifter immediately is because b'zayin l'mace or kapara. And in these cases where, when it comes to Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon, these weren't considerations, and moreover, he was doing it for kavod haTorah. That's why it was allowed to be done. Amar of Shmuel Baron Ruchmeni, Ishtali Imad Rabbi Yonason. The mother of Yonason told me, the Shtaile Devusa Rabbi Elazar of Shimon, that the wife of Rabbi Elazar of Shimon told me that Loi Pach Matamne Sari, Veloi Tfei Me Esra Trenchnin Unisabelisa. Not less than 18, no more than 22 years was he up in that attic. Kev Silkna and his wife would go up to observe him. She would look at his hair, and if one of the hairs came out, just like a live living person have a sodoma, blood would come out like a living person. One day she saw a worm coming out of his ears, and she was very upset. And he appeared in a dream, and he said, "Don't be concerned." One day I heard somebody acting or speaking about not respectfully about Talmid Chachamim, and that's why and I didn't say anything, and this was my punishment. Why specifically that day? Because some say it was the day that was the anniversary of when this happened. Another pshat I saw is that was the day that this Talmud Chacham passed away. And since it was the day that Talmud Chacham passed away, when he came up to Olam HaEmes, they reviewed his entire life. And in reviewing everything that happened in his life, this was one of the things that they saw, and that's when they decided that they need to somewhat give Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon this punishment. Gav also betrayed Ladina. When two people would want to come to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon at this stage to Din Torah, have a kaima ababa, he would stand by the door. One side would say his point, and Ma'am Milsa, the other one would say his claims. Nafakala Melasa, and a voice would emanate and say, Ish plenty at the Chayiv, Ish plenty at the Zakai. He would pass in the Din Torah. Yamachar have a commencement to visit the Hadishvisa. One day his wife was having a disagreement with a neighbor. Amalei Tehei Kabbalah, you should be like your husband. Shalainitin L'kvur, that he was never buried properly. So at that point, says the Gemara, Amar Rabbanan, the Rabbanan said, Kulei Hai Vadei Le'Avar Chara. It's inappropriate that it should be so public that Talmud Chacham should be left unburied, and they decide to bury him. Ikedamri, some say, there was Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, his father, is Chazali Bechalma, appeared in a dream. I'm like, pray the Achas Yeshli Benechem. I had this one child, Rabbi Shimon, how could you prevent him from coming to be buried with me? And I saw the Mefarshim explain it, the Niftarim are satisfied when their close relatives are next to them, when they're buried next to them. Also, Rabbanan Lasukubei, so Rabbanan decided to bury him. So the people of the city Echbaria, which was near the city where Rabbi Elazar lived, did not want to let them take him away to the other city. The Kol Shana D'Avinayim, all those years that he was resting in the attic, the Kol Shana D'Avinayim, Rabbi Elazar of Shimbei Lasay, Isolik Chai L'Ra L'Masayu. There were no dangerous animal that came to that city. In other words, his chus protected him. I saw Rav David Abuchatzer Shlita once came to be Menachem Avol, a family. And he said that, and apparently that this person who was Nifter had been very not well for quite a while, and he had been in a coma for quite a while, not really very responsive. And Rav David Shlita wanted to be Menachem Avol them. And he quoted this Gemara. He said to them, don't feel upset that your father was in such a state for such a long time. Because as long as a person is alive, even if he's not able to accomplish as much as he is normally able to accomplish, still, his being in this world brings benefit to the world. Just like we see, as long as Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon was alive, there were no dangerous animals in the city. Says the Gemara, Yom Echad Mal Yom de Kippur Hava. One year was Erev Yom Kippur. Have a treaty, and everybody was busy Erev Yom Kippur. The people of the city of Achbaria were obviously very busy that day. So Shad Rabbanu Bnei Biri, the Rabbanu sent the people of Bnei Biri who lived nearby, Vaskula Rise, and they smuggled out his bed, and they brought him to the cave where Shimon ben Yochai is buried. And then they found a snake that was encircling that cave. Amrloi, achna achna, the Chacham said to that snake, Psei pecha, open your mouth, v'yikonis ben etzel aviv. Go away from here so that we could bury his son. Pasach lehu, and indeed he let Rebbe Elazar Rav Shimon in. Sholach Rebbe ledabe b'ishti. So Rebbe sent to his wife, to Rebbe Elazar Rav Shimon's wife, that she should marry him. Shochalei klish neshtamish bekoidish. Rebbe Elazar, I was married to Rebbe Elazar, neshtamish bechol. You're not on that madrega. Taman amrin. And she said, there's a saying in Eretz Yisrael, basad the mori beis atola zayni, kul v'raya kus atola, in a place where a great warrior hangs up his weapons, is not where a shepherd should hang up his simple equipment. Shalachla, so Rebbe said to her, Nem b'terah b'gadol b'mani. Yes, when it comes to Torah, he was greater than I. Av ma'aseh tovim m'gadol b'mani. When it comes to ma'aseh tovim tzedakah, doing good things, was he greater? Shalachla b'terah m'gadol b'mchal lo yadana. As far as Torah, I'm not the person that could judge. B'ma'aseh yadana, but I know the way he behaved. And I know, as we've just been learning in our sugya, that kibbol yisurim. He accepted Yisurim Bahava. And that is really, that is the greatest level. Says the Gemara, B'tayr Mahi, what does it mean he was great in Torah? The Kavi Yasser of Shim Gamliel, Rishuma Karcha, Asafsli, when they sat on benches in the Beis Medrash, Yasser Kamai, Rabbi Elazar of Shim, Rabbi Ara. Rabbi Elazar of Shim and Rabbi sat on the ground. Matshi Mefarkin, they asked questions, gave answers. Amri, so, the Talmid Chacham said, "Mimeimayim, Rabbi Elazar, Shimon, and Rebbe on the Shaisim. We're learning their Torah. For Heim Yoshim Agav Karka, is it appropriate that they should be sitting on the floor? So of the life of Safsalu Askinu, they may, in those days a sign of respect was that a person sat on a chair in the Beis Medrash. So they made a chair for them to sit on. Amar Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, pray the Achatz. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, the father of Rebbe, said." I have this one child, Yesh li b'neichem, v'atem v'akshem v'adar v'meni, you'll make him arrogant, and that is unacceptable. Achsul l'Rebbe, they took Rebbe off the chair. Amal Rebbe Shuma Karcha, mish yesh li'av v'yichya, somebody who has a father, Rebbe who has his father, Shem Gamliel, should have his father protect him. Mi she'en li'av, Rebbe Lezer, who his father of Shim ben Yochai was no longer alive and isn't here to protect him, Yomus should pass away and nobody should take him. Asu Nami, Rabbi Elazar of Shimon. So they took Rabbi Elazar of Shimon also off the chair. Cholashtat, Rabbi Elazar felt bad. Omar, Kach Shvisa like Kavasai, do you think that Rebbe and I are equal? Ara Yomikava, Rebbe Milsa, until that day, whenever Rebbe would say halacha, have Messiah. Rabbi Elazar of Shimon. Rabbi Elazar of Shimon would prove him to be correct. But now Rabbi Elazar of Shimon was going to show that he was greater. So Mikan Ve'elich, Ki'ava Amar Rabbi Yeshli Lahashiv, when I have something to say, Amalei Rabbi Elazar of Shimon, Kach V'chach Yesh Lahashiv, I can anticipate your question, and Zui Chuvascha, and this is the answer. Hashta, Hakifuna Chuvis, Chavil Hashem V'mamish, says, well, now I will be able to show that everything that you say is really not very meaningful. Chol started Rabbi, and Rabbi felt bad. Also Amalei Leviu, and they came and told Rav Shimon Gamliel what's happening. Amalei b'nei al yerelcha, don't feel bad, because hu ari ben ari, he's a great person, and he is also the son of Rav Shimon ben Yochai. You are great, but you have me as a father. And of course, the Marsha explains what he meant to do was either to say that he was trying to be modest and trying to say that his father, Rav Shimon ben Yochai, is greater than I am. And also, what he was trying to say is that what he learned from the great Rav Shimon ben Yochai. So everything he's saying is what he learned from his great father, Rav Shimon ben Yochai. So therefore, it's no great wonder that he's able to answer these questions. You didn't have a father a Rebbe like Rav Shimon ben Yochai to teach you, and that's why you weren't able to answer the questions that he's asking you.